We've been talking a lot about the coronavirus, the effect on markets, the effect on businesses. What about the effect on the healthcare system? And this is an important topic. And we're lucky to have Susan DeVore, Chief Executive Officer of Premier Incorporated, joining us on the phone. Susan, you are in a premier place to actually see the issues here. You're discussing with the government the potential vulnerabilities in the healthcare system. What are you finding?
Yeah, we just briefed an administrative task force and Premier, you know, we're working 24/7. We've got 4,000 hospitals and 175,000 non-acute care providers. And what we're seeing is everybody is worrying about the current supply. The demand is three or four times what normal demand would be. And because we have a fragmented system, what we're hearing is federal, state governments, and private healthcare systems really trying to figure out how to work together so as not to hoard supplies and to be able to get the supplies where they're needed.
So, Susan, at this early stage here in the U.S., where are the bottlenecks? Where are the problems? Where are the areas that you're focusing on and the other folks in the industry are focusing on?
Yeah, so Premier did a survey of all of our healthcare systems to ask that very question. And what we're hearing and seeing in the data and in the responses is that people are most worried about the protective attire, the masks, the gowns. There is essentially a two-week supply of that. There are longer-term supplies of some of the other stuff, but the protective attire that really protects the healthcare workers, protects the people who don't have the coronavirus, that is where very significant short-term challenges exist. I think longer-term, there are real challenges for nursing homes and non-acute care providers, and there are real challenges in the pharmacy supply chain. But in the short term, it's centered around right now a lot of the protective equipment and attire.
Susan, what's the historical precedent for this period for the healthcare system and the potential stress we may see there?
You know, we have seen as a healthcare system a variety of, you know, H1N1 viruses and other kinds of challenges. The spread of this one is creating what many people think will be a significant demand. And when you couple that with our dependence on China and Southeast Asia for a lot of these products, we have sort of the perfect storm. We'll have very increased demand for these products, and we'll have limited supply of the products because they're coming from places that, you know, have shut down that exportation. So we as a U.S. healthcare industry have to figure out how to optimize the use of the supplies we have. We've got to follow the CDC guidelines to conserve it, and we've got to figure out how we're going to get from what is a normal 25 million masks used a year to a supply of 500 million. So that is the magnitude of the challenge that we have.
Susan, one of the problems for investors, certainly, but probably consumers in general, is getting kind of a mixed message out of Washington, out of the administration and other entities about kind of the extent of this, the severity of this, how we should prepare within the, you know, medical community. And again, you mentioned you've been on some conference calls with interested parties. What's kind of the scenario analysis?
The scenario analysis for Premier healthcare systems and providers is that 90%+ of them are worrying about the supply and demand. And with the ability for this virus to spread, are they going to be able to protect their healthcare workers? And are we going to have enough supply for everybody that needs this protective attire? So I would say that healthcare systems are initiating policies to protect their employees. Many companies, healthcare and otherwise, are canceling travel and limiting large group meetings and those kinds of things. So we're trying to slow or suppress the spread of this. And at the same time, Premier is trying to unite all of these healthcare providers and work with the federal and state governments to really try to ensure we have adequate supply of the products that are needed.
Susan, thanks so much for joining us. We know you're incredibly busy and your team at Premier kind of working through this as the healthcare community is in general. Susan DeVore, Chief Executive Officer for healthcare services company Premier, that's based in Charlotte, North Carolina.